弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
但愿神祝福你们。
May God bless you.
但愿主的灵运行在我们的当中。
May the Holy Spirit work among us.
但愿我们真正的有主的同在。
That we will have the abidance of God today.
让我们先看一节的圣经。
Let's first read one scripture.
使徒行传第十七章。
In Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传第十七章
Act chapter 17
我们从第一节读到第三节
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 3
我用中文读请 Emil 弟兄用英文读
We'll first read in Chinese and then in English
保罗和希腊经过安菲波利亚波罗尼亚来到帖撒罗尼迦在那里有犹太人的会堂保罗照他素常的规矩进去一年三个安息日本着圣经与他们辩论讲解全民基督必须受害从死里复活又说我所传与你们的这位耶稣就是基督
When they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days, he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that Christ had to suffer and rise from death.
这是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的地方给有进了犹太的教堂给他们传福音
This is when Paul went into the synagogue in Thessalonica to share the gospel with them
我想这一次保罗用三个主律给他们一起的讨论圣经的事情
And Paul used three Sabbath days to share that gospel with them
他讲的主要的题目就是基督必须受害。
His main theme is that Christ must first suffer.
但是他讲解全民。
And he explained and he proved.
我想保罗是一个非常会归纳的一个传道人。
And I think Paul is a person who knows how to summarize, a preacher who knows how to do that.
他也是一个旧约的一个非常有深度的解经家。
And he's a very good theologian, especially on the Old Testament.
所以他讲得很清楚，臣民那个解释臣民，基督必须受害。
So he explained and proving clearly that Christ had to suffer.
第二件事情，他说他从死里复活。
And the second thing he mentioned, he rise from death.
我们的主不单是被钉在十字架上，为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
And our Lord not only had, was nailed on the cross for our sin.
他并且埋葬了，第三天从死里复活。
He was also buried, and then on the third day he raises from death.
这是保罗所传的信息。
And this is the message that Paul was preaching.
并且他又说，我所传与你们这位耶稣就是基督。
And then he continued to say that Jesus that I was I'm proclaiming to you is the Christ.
他特别要给他们证明这一件事情说这位被钉在十字架上的耶稣这位从死里复活的耶稣神已经立他为主为基督了。
He wants to prove that, this Christ, Jesus who died on the cross and who also resurrected, that God had proved that he is Christ and he is Lord.
我们再看三十节三十一节
Let's continue to read from verse 30 and 31.
以后保罗就到了雅典。
And later on, Paul went to Athens.
在雅典，他就给他们，传美好的福音。
And there he also preached the good gospel to them.
他从宇宙当中的真神讲起。
And he started from the God of the universe.
以后就告诉他们说，他们需要悔改，他们需要接受解为从死里复活的耶稣。
Then later on he told them to repent, also to receive this Jesus who had died for them.
所以三十节说，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
In verse 30, he said, in the past God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent.
雅典的人可以说是蒙昧无知。
We can say that the people in Athens, they are foolish.
他敬拜了许许多多的偶像。
They have worshipped many idols.
他们的道德的生活也是不洁净的。
And their moral life is also unclean.
但是保罗在这里告诉他们说，
But Paul tells them here,
现在解围的耶稣已经被钉在十字架上。
So this Christ has already been nailed on the cross.
他已经从死里复活。
And he also raised from death.
你们蒙昧无知的时候，神不鉴察你们的罪。
When you were ignorant, God did overlook your sin.
但是有一件事情你们需要悔改。
But one thing you need to repent.
不能停留在以往的生活的里面。
You cannot just stay at the situation in the past.
他说，你们若是悔改，接受解围的被钉在十字架上的耶稣和从死里复活的耶稣，你们就可以得着了拯救。
He said, if you will repent and believe and receive this Christ who has died on the cross and raised from death for you,
不然你们就要受将来的公义的审判。
Otherwise, you'll face the judgment of justice in the future.
所以这是一条的救恩的道路。
And this is the path of the gospel.
只有这一条是得救的道路。
This is the only path of salvation.
因为除他以外必无拯救。
Because apart from this name, there's no
在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
There's no other name in heaven and earth that we can On.
所以三十一节就说，因为他已经定了日子。
So in verse 31, it says, "For he has set this date."
要借着他所设立的人，按公义审判天下。
And he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed.
这个他是谁呢
？Who is this he?
他就是神，父神。
He is the God.
他已经定了日子。
He has set that day.
要借着他。
And by the appointed man, him.
借着他所设立的。
And by this man that was appointed.
借着他所设立的人是谁呢
？So who is this man that was appointed?
这就是耶稣基督。
And that was Jesus Christ.
他将来要按公义审判天下。
And he will judge the world with justice.
我们的主来到地上。
And our Lord came to this earth.
他乃是先为先知。
And first he became a prophet.
他先到地上的时候要把救恩给了我们。
He will come to earth and give us the salvation.
让我们有一个道路就是悔改的道路。
So we have a path that's the path we can.
让我们有一条的道路就是信心的道路。
And this path is the path of faith.
我们若是悔改相信他就得着了新的生命。
If we repent and believe in him, then we have new life.
这样就免除将来的审判。
That we will avoid the judgment of the future.
不然我们就是要受将来的公义的审判。
Otherwise, we'll face the judgment of the justice.
这是这半节圣经的意思。
And this is this meaning of this half verse.
并且叫他从死里复活。
And then he will raise him from death.
给外人做可信的凭据。
And to be given as proof of this.
我想这一句话对我一个很大的惊吓。
And I think this phrase had as inspiration to me.
这一句话也是给我一个莫大的帮助。
And it has helped me greatly.
也是增加我的信心。
And also increased my faith.
叫我清楚明白我所信的耶稣乃是神的儿子乃是基督。
And that this Jesus I believe in is the Son of God and He is Christ.
我所相信结为钉在十字架上的耶稣乃是我的救赎主。
And this Jesus that was nailed on the cross, He's my Savior.
我所叫我能够确实的相信我所相信的结为耶稣他乃是生命的主他乃是复活的主。
That this Lord I believe in, that He is the Lord of life and He is the Lord of resurrection.
这给我一个凭据叫我继续的相信说一切圣经的话都是可信的。
Giving me the assurance that all the words from God is believable.
因为在这里说,
Because it said that He raised Him from the dead.
神叫他叫我们的耶稣从死里复活,
God had raised our Lord Jesus
from the dead.
That it will be given as proof to all men.
所以我在我的节目单上面我列了五点。
So in the bulletin, I have laid out 5 points.
第一点是他是神儿子。
The first one, He is the Son of God.
第二个,他是基督。
And secondly, He is Christ.
第三个,他是完全的救赎。
And third, He finished the redemption.
第四个,他是生命,他是复活。
And fourthly, He is life and He is the resurrection.
第五,关于主的话都被应验。
And the fifth, that the word of God will be fulfilled.
我想我不按照 今天的节目单而来解释。
And I don't think I will explain according to the bulletin that we have today.
因为我就越读越思想的时候有许多话要讲的。
As I was reading and meditating, I have many words I want to say.
我们知道主的复活是千真万确的。
We know that resurrection of God is so true.
前一个月我在这里讲到略略的讲到 摩大拉的玛利亚来看坟墓。
And last month I had briefly talked about the Mary of Magdalene had come to the tomb.
我想我们都可以记得。
I think we remember.
我想一个很重要的一点就是 摩大拉的玛利亚她的眼睛对着坟墓。
And one important thing is that Mary of Magdalene, her eyes were focused on the grave, on the tomb.
当她对着坟墓的时候,她仍然站在一个地方哀哭。
And when she was facing the tomb, she was weeping.
其实我们复活的主已经站在她的背后。
But our Lord already standing behind her.
我们虽然我们认识我们的复活的主,
Even though we know the Lord of Resurrection, but when we are facing the tomb, that we are filled with sorrow and sadness.
弟兄姊妹,这个我个人是一个很大的一个亮光。
And it gives me a great revelation with this.
当我生病的时候,我若是看到我的病的时候,我就非常的恐惧。
When I was sick and I focused on my sickness, then I have fear.
若是我转眼看到耶稣的时候,
but if I turn around, I see Jesus.
我就心里得着了真正的喜乐和安息。
Then I will be filled with joy and rest.
多少的时候,我们的眼睛看着我们许多的困难。
Many times our eyes are focused on our troubles.
我们就有很多的忧伤。
And then we will be sad.
我们有很多的恐惧,
and then we'll have fear.
我们常常活在哪一个恐惧的里面,
we were dwelling in our fear.
我们的人生常常活在哪一个忧愁的里面,
and our life is filled with sorrow.
我们的人生也是常常活在哪一个疑惑的里面,
and we live in doubt.
年纪越大了,疑惑疑惑人。
And the older we get, we have more doubt of people.
这是我们的人生的过程。
The process of our life.
但是我们转眼看到我们创始成终的耶稣的时候,
but as we turn around and focus on the Lord who are the beginning and
我们的信心是放在我们的主耶稣复活的主耶稣的身上,
our faith is focused on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我想我们的忧愁就要消去,
and our sadness will go away.
我们的惧怕就变成无有,
And our fear would disappear.
And our
doubt would become faith.
这是我们的秘诀.
This is our secret.
这是我们前一个主日所讲的, 莫大拉的玛利亚看耶稣.
And this is what we had talked about in the last message about Mary Magdalene.
特别是出约翰, 他用两章的圣经说到主耶稣复活。
And the Gospel of John used two chapters to talk about the resurrection of our
Lord.
And he got, went into details for that.
在21章24节后面有几句的话,
in chapter 21 and verse 14, there are a few phrases.
第24节说他为这些事做见证。
It's in verse
24.
He says, so this is who, the disciple testified all these things and wrote them down. And this is that disciple who wrote it. Who is this
disciple?
And that's the Apostle John.
We know
that his testimony
is true. And
here twice it
testimony.
First, he said the testimony is
true.
To be a testifier, you have
to have the real thing.
And something you have experienced on your own.
And
if we talk about somebody else's story,
that's a story.
It's not a testimony.
这许多使徒们，他乃是亲眼的。
And all these apostles and they have seen with their own eyes about Jesus. So God chose them to be their witnesses. Not only this testimony is true, and also must be experienced on your
own. And
this testimony you have to pay the price.
我想这个见证希腊文乃是一个 martyr.
And in Greek, it's martyr.
他要讲真话的时候，他必须要成为一个殉道者。
And when he testified, he must have a heart to be a martyr.
我想这是历代许许多多的圣徒，他真实见证的时候，常常受了许多的逼迫。
I think throughout generation, many Christians who want to testify, that's the experience they will face.
不单是在古代。
Not only in the old time,
也是在近代,
even in this generation,
不单是在西方, 也是在东方,
not only in the Western world, but also in the Eastern world.
这是神立他见证人的一个目的,
this is one of the purposes that God set the witnesses.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们若是要讲真话的时候,
when we speak the truth,
我们常常会得罪人,
we will offend people.
但是神所要求我们的,
but what God had required
of
us, that we are to be His witnesses.
我们乃是他的那救赎的见证人。
We are to be the witness for the redemption.
我们也是他的复活的见证人。
And also witness for His resurrection.
当然我们不单是体验到主耶稣钉在十字架上，是为了你我的罪而死。
Not only we experience that Christ had died on the cross for my sin and your sin.
我们来到主的面前，只有靠着他的宝血得过了拯救。
Only by His blood we can be redeemed.
其他没有别的方法。
There's no other way.
我们来到主的面前，乃是靠着他从死里复活的生命而活。
When we come to Him, it's by the power of His resurrection we can live.
所以保罗就把一切的这样的真理归纳起来, 在罗马书第四章24节25节就告诉我们。
So Paul summarized this message in Romans chapter 4, verse 24 and verse 25. He said, Christ was handed over to other people for our sin and your sin.
复活乃是叫我们称义。
He resurrects so that we can be justified.
弟兄姊妹, 主耶稣的复活,
brothers and sisters, the resurrection of our Lord,
乃是给我们做一个可信的证据。
It's a witness that we can believe in.
也可以说叫我们能够知道说我们所信的都是确实的。
that we can believe that all those who believe have assurance with it.
以后，路加写了路加福音。
And later on, Luke wrote in the Gospel of Luke.
我们称它是路加前书。We
talk call it the first Luke.
但是当他写使徒行传的时候,
but as he wrote, when he wrote the Acts,
我们称它为路加后书,
the second Luke.
他就继续路加 那个末后的24章以后就再继续的写使徒行状
and after the Luke 24 he continued to write the Acts
在路加福音第一章第三节的里面 他这样说
in the book of Luke it said
他说他受害之后用许多的凭据 将自己活活的显给使徒看
And after he was put on the cross, he continued to reveal to the disciples.
我们的主一方面, 他宣告他的福音,
Our Lord, on the one hand, he proclaimed his gospel.
他就把那个救恩的真理告诉我们,
he told us the truth on the good news.
他把那父神显明给我们,
he revealed to us about God the Father.
他把救恩 很清楚地告诉我们,
he explained clearly about the salvation. He always used proof so that we can truly believe in it. He understands your weakness and mine. He wants us to have a strong faith. If a Christian don't have a strong faith, it will be affected by the world. And he will be attacked by Satan. So the faith he gave us is a solid foundation. And he knows that we are weak.
他知道常常我们靠着理性想解释许多的问题。
And we want to use our mind to understand many
things. 所以他就用许多的凭据。
So he used many proofs.
他把自己活活的显给使徒们看。
He revealed himself to the apostles.
感谢赞美神。
Thank God.
我们如今虽然不是在使徒的时代。
Even though we are not. I'm of apostles.
但是他赐下圣灵,
but he gave us the Holy Spirit.
他保惠师的圣灵赐给了我们,
the Comforter has been given to us.
叫凡信他的人可以领受他所给的圣灵。
So all those who believe in him can receive this Holy
Spirit. 结为的圣灵成了我们的印记。
And this Holy Spirit become our guarantee.
结为的圣灵也成了你我的凭据。
And become our seal.
结为的圣灵也成了你我的真实
and becomes the reality for you and I
我们常常说属灵上的事情我不了解
and many times we don't understand the spiritual things
我们常常说这个父神三位一体我们不了解
we don't understand this Heavenly Father or Trinity
我们也常常说耶稣钉在十字架上但一个人钉在十字架上他的血怎么会洗整个世界上人的罪
We don't understand why Christ, who died as a man on the cross, that he can cleanse the sin of all of us.
我们不了解,
we don't understand.
但是他借着圣灵叫我们能够知道这是真实的事情。
But by the Holy Spirit, we can know that this is reality.
因着圣灵住在我们的心里, 我们知道主耶稣的生命是真实的。
Because Christ lives within us, that we know that the life is real.
主耶稣的爱是真实的。
The love of Christ is real.
主耶稣叫我们称义是真实的。
That we are justified in Christ is true.
主耶稣所说的话是真实的。
The word of Christ is the truth.
他的复活是真实的。
His resurrection is true.
他的救恩也是真实的。
His salvation is true.
所以他常常用许多的凭据。
So he used many proofs.
我记得陈先生弟兄来了，常常一些方言讲许多考古的事情。
You know, when Christian Chen came, he wanted to use a lot of archaeologist stuff.
我就记得他常常说一句话。
And he always say one thing.
他说神常常留下哪一个凭据。
And God always leave behind some proofs.
虽然历史是一件事情。
Even history is one thing.
虽然那个很多科学是一件事情。
And then science is another thing.
但是圣经里面所记载的常常在科学的里面在历史的里面常常留下凭据给我们。
But the things that was recorded in the Bible always leave a trace for us in history and science.
让我们信仰的道路。
So in our path of faith,
不是单单靠着理性,
not only just through our mind,
但是我们仍然是有理性的。
It's true, we have our will.
在历史上是事实。
It's true in history.
在科学的理论里面也是事实。
It's true also in scientific theory.
因为我们的主常常是用凭据活活的显明给我们看。
Our Lord always used proof to reveal to us.
以后我们就看到这个是一个使徒彼得或是一个使徒。
And this is one apostle. Peter is also another apostle.
他也是这样的做见证。
He also testified.
若是我们从使徒行传第一章到十二章。
If we read from Acts from chapter 1 to 12.
我们去读的时候就可以看到这就是使徒的见证。
These are all testimonies of the apostles.
是彼得和十一个使徒的见证。
The Peter and all the 11 disciples.
以后到了十三章以后，就是保罗的见证。
And after chapter 13 is the testimony of Paul.
在使徒行传第二章特别的显明。
In Acts chapter 2, it was revealed to us.
在第二章十四节到三十六节。
From verse 14 to verse 36,
特别在二十四节在这里讲到，神却将死的痛苦解释，叫他从死里复活。
In verse 24, it said, but God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death.
以后到三十二节又说，这耶稣神已经叫他从死里复活，我们都为这事做见证。
And then in verse 32, it said, God had raised this Jesus to life. We are all witnesses of the fact.
所以在使徒行传的里面用这两个字见证一个字很多次。
So in the book of Acts, the witnesses is used many times.
但是这个见证都是真实的。
And this witness is true.
并且这个见证需要付上代价。
And it takes to pay the price to be a witness.
我知道当文化革命的时候
I remember during the Cultural Revolution.
这不是只在古代。
It's not only in the old time.
这是在近代。
It's in recent generation.
这不是在西方，乃是在东方。
Not in the Western world, but in the Eastern world.
这乃是在我们的中国。
It's in our China.
在文化革命的时候，人不能够说你信了耶稣。
In the Cultural Revolution, you cannot say that you have believed in Jesus.
但是有很多人信了耶稣。
But there are many who believe in Jesus.
但信了耶稣需要就自然而然的生命的里面就叫他不得不做见证。
But because of believing in Jesus with the light, new life that they will have to testify.
我想在哪一个时候没有人去到处去讲说我是基督徒我是基督徒。
I don't think at that time there are many who would just go around and say, I am Christian, I am Christian.
也没有一个人到大街大城市去说我是传道人我是传道人。
And no one would go to the intersection and say, I am the preacher.
为什么？
Why?
因为你做了基督徒以后，你要被关在监牢的里面。
Because you will be put to jail if you are a Christian.
你若是是传道人，要被关在监牢的里面。
If you are a preacher, then you will be put to jail.
你不能公开的站来到处去传福音。
You cannot preach the gospel in the public.
因为他有很多的逼迫。
Because there are a lot of persecution.
所以谁这样的傻呢
？So who will be so foolish?
他是假的基督徒，或是假的传道人。他到处去讲说我是传道人我是基督徒
If he's not a real Christian or a real preacher and he would say that he is
因为他需要付上代价
Because he must pay the price
但是有许多真实的基督徒
But there are many real Christians
但是有许多的真实的传道人
Many few preachers.
他仍然为主做见证。
They are still testifying for God.
他宁可被关在监狱的里面。
They rather to be put in prison.
他宁可牺牲他的生命。
Even though they want to give, they can give up their life.
他不爱惜他自己的生命。
They don't treasure their own life.
他为的乃是要做主耶稣复活的见证。
Because they want to be witnesses for the Lord who of
resurrection.
Because they know that this Jesus has saved them.
他的宝血洁净了他。
His blood has cleansed them.
他真是从死里复活。
That he rose from death.
他有了主耶稣复活的生命在他的心中。
And they have the life of the Lord who resurrected.
他不得不讲。
They have to speak out of it. They have to preach about it.
他不得不做见证。
They have to testify.
所以这个见证乃是真实的。
So this testimony is true.
这个见证乃是需要付上代价。
And this testimony you need to pay the price for
it. 弟兄姊妹，我们有多少的愿意做真实的见证？
Brother and sister, how many of us want to be the witness for this?
有多少的人愿意为耶稣付上代价？
Who are willing to pay the price for Lord Jesus?
把神看作第一。
To treat God as first.
我不是说我们不要顾我们自己的家庭。
I'm not saying that we are not to be concerned of our family.
我不是说我们不要顾我们的事业。
I'm not saying that we should not be concerned with our career.
我不是说我们不要顾我们自己的生活。
And I'm not saying that we should not be concerned about our
living. 但是你我是否把神主耶稣当作第一？
But you and I, are we treating our Lord Jesus as first?
这是一个真实的事情。
This is reality.
这不是一个口头说说而已。
Not just something we speak with our mouth.
乃是我们需要付上代价。
We must pay the price.
乃是我们需要真实。
We need the truth.
以后我们再看使徒保罗。
Then later on we look at Apostle Paul.
我刚刚已经讲了，若是从使徒行传十三章到了末了。
We have said that from Acts 13 to the end.
我们可以看到使徒保罗许多的见证。
We can see many testimonies of Paul.
他不断地提到绝位也是被钉在十字架上。
He continued to mention about our Lord Jesus nailed on the
cross. 但是神叫他从死里复活。
But God raised him from death.
特别哥林多前书第十五章。
Especially in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
从第一次的整章的圣经。
The whole chapter there.
都是讲到复活的事情。
Concerning resurrection.
不但讲到主耶稣从死里复活。
Not only that our Lord Jesus raised from death.
他告诉我们说我们的身体也要复活。
He said, our body will resurrect too.
所以在这一段的时间我就想到几个题目。
So in this time, I have thought of a few topics.
今天愿意给弟兄准备讲到主耶稣复活的确信。
And today I want to talk about the assurance of the resurrection of
Christ. 因为主耶稣从死里复活叫我的信心更加的坚固。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus, that my faith can be increased.
我只有真正切切实实的相信一切我所信的。
And I can assure myself that I will believe in what I believe.
所以保罗在这里，他就在十五章里面就讲到基督已经复活。
So in chapter 15, Paul mentioned that Christ had risen from death.
他成了初熟的果子。
Becomes the first fruit.
我们也是在改变。
We are also being transformed.
我们也要复活。
And we will resurrect too.
所以有三个题目在我的心目的当中。
So with that, I have three topics in my mind.
第一个就是主耶稣复活的确信。
The first is the assurance of our Lord
第二个就是主耶稣主复活的应许。
Second is the promise of the resurrection.
第三个就是主复活的本质。
And third is the nature of the resurrection.
所以我就提了这三个，弟兄姊妹也可以思想。
And brother and sister can meditate on this.
神若是应许的时候，可以很仔细的在想。
And we can go into that a little bit details.
但是这是关乎我们的信心。
But this is concerning about our faith.
这是关乎每一个基督徒的灵命。
and about your spiritual life of every Christian.
让我们真正能够认识我们主耶稣复活的确据。
So we can truly understand that assurance of the resurrection.
让我们能够真正的知道主复活的应许。
And about the promise of the resurrection.
让我们真正知道主复活的本质。
And also we can understand the nature of that resurrection.
但是今天我就想到，这个前面两点。
Today I just thought about the first two points.
主复活是叫我们确信，这位耶稣乃是神的儿子。
The resurrection of our Lord, so that we can have assurance that He is the Son of God.
主复活乃是叫我们确信他是基督。
The resurrection of the Lord, that we can believe that, have the assurance that He is Christ.
我想这是我们信仰的根基。
I think that's the foundation of our faith.
那当然，我们是一定要相信主耶稣的宝血。
And of course, we must believe in the precious blood of our Lord.
但是真正的，我们有一要认识基督的时候，我们要认识到底他是谁。
If we want to truly understand who is Christ, we must understand him.
使徒保罗说，我知道我所信的是谁。
Apostle Paul said, I know whom I believe in.
信心若是没有一个正确的对象，
If our faith without a subject,
哪一个信心是虚假的？
And your faith will not be real.
或者我们说那是迷信。
Or we can say that's superstitious.
但是保罗是很清楚的知道说，我所信的是谁。
But Paul, he so clearly knows that whom he believes in.
我们常常是所信的是相信什么事情。
In the meantime, what do we believe in?
我们常常是相信那个，我们相信能够做什么。
We believe, what can we do?
我们常常相信因着我能够得做什么。
Or we can believe in, what can I receive?
但是使徒保罗是非常的坚定的说，我知道我所信的是谁。
But Apostle Paul, he so clearly said that he knows whom he believes in.
我想主耶稣的门徒跟过了主耶稣三年多了。
The disciples of our Lord Jesus have followed him for 3 years.
但是有一天，我们的主知道他要离开世界。
But one day that our Lord knows that he will leave the earth.
所以他就来问他的十二个门徒。
So he came to ask his 12 disciples.
他说人说人子是谁？
He said, who do people say the Son of Man is?
耶稣自己站在一个人子的地位上。
And our Lord Jesus has put in himself in the position of Son of Man.
你听到许许多多的人论到我的时候，人子到底是谁？
When you heard all these opinions about the Son of Man, me, Well, what do you do they think this Son of Man is?
我今天若是发一个问卷。
And today, if I just give out this question,
我想有时候我们可能需要做的。
Maybe sometimes we should do that.
有很多事情我们讲了就过了。
Many times when we talk about things and that.
我们或者一两个有交通，其他的人都不知道。
And one or two people will share about, but nobody else would.
可能有时候我们也需要做一点统计呢。
And maybe sometime we need to have some kind of poll.
特别关于教会的事物的上面。
Especially concerning the things of the church.
也是在信心的上面。
And also concerning faith.
我若是说，发一个问卷说，你所信的是谁？
If I pass out a questionnaire asking whom do you believe in?
为什么你来这里？
Why do you come here?
你到底要怎样的侍奉神？
How do you serve God?
我想一定是很有兴趣的。
I think it will be very interesting.
可能我们也必须这种。
Maybe we should do that.
来提醒我们。
To remind us.
像耶稣提醒他的门徒说，他们说人子是谁。
So as Jesus reminded his disciples.
所以他们就说，别人就说你是以利亚。
And And so other people, they say, other people say you're Elijah.
啊, 有人说你是耶利米,
and some said you are Jeremiah.
有人说你是那个先知里的一位,
and so you're one of the prophets.
但是耶稣就再问他们说, 你们说我是谁?
And Jesus continued to ask, what do you think I am?
感谢神,有一个很欢喜讲话的彼得, 他就开口,
and thank God, this person, Peter, who loves to talk,
他就说, 主啊, 你是基督, 是永生神的儿子。
He said, Lord, you are Christ, you are the Son of the living God.
所以耶稣说, 这不是你自己学习的启示你的。
So Jesus said, you are not revealed by the flesh.
乃是天上的父指示你的。
But the Heavenly Father had revealed that to you.
所以耶稣就告诉彼得说, 教会的根基, 那在建造你的信仰的磐石的上面。
So Jesus said that the foundation of the church will be built on what you believe in.
这是一个非常非常重要的。
And this is very important.
这句话乃是你我的信仰。
And this phrase is the faith of you and I.
乃是教会的根基。
And it's the foundation of the church.
我们若是不相信这位耶稣是神的儿子。
If we do not believe in this Jesus is the Son of God,
我们若是不相信这位我们所信的耶稣是基督,
if we do not believe this Jesus is Christ,
我们所信的都是虚空主,
all the things we believe in will be in vain.
你就是要悔改100次,
you can repent 100 times,
你还是没有得到,
you still have not received,
还没有办法生命进到你的灵里,
and not enter into you.
不过在你的思想的里面,
only maybe in your mind.
在你的魂的里面,
in your soul.
人可以改造人,
man can change man.
人可以, 叫人洗去他一切的思想,
man can wash away all your thoughts.
换上另外一个思想,
to put in another thought.
但是他无法的进到他灵里,
but it cannot enter into your spirit.
除非人, 真正的相信,
unless men truly believe,
这位曾经道成肉身的耶稣,
this Jesus who became flesh,
他乃是神的儿子,
he is the Son of God,
他乃是基督,
he is Christ,
主耶稣复活,
our Lord resurrected,
乃是显明他是神的儿子,
to reveal that he is the Son of God.
我们看罗马书第一章,
we can see from Romans chapter 1,
第二节到第四节,
from verse 2 to verse 4.
好,我们可以从第一节读起,
we can start from verse 1.
他是耶稣基督的仆人保罗, 奉召为使徒, 特派传神的福音。
Said Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be the apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督,按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
Regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David.
按圣上的灵说, 从死里复活, 以大能显明是神的儿子。
And who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by the resurrection of the dead. There are two things mentioned here.
一件就是按照他肉体来说,
and one according to his flesh.
他乃是大卫的后裔。
He is the descendant of David.
大卫的后裔是神应许大卫将来要有基督从他的那个出来。
That God had promised that one of the descendants of David will come out.
第二个在这里讲到神的儿子。
And secondly, we talk about the Son of God.
我们认识耶稣是基督乃是靠着哪一个神应许的历史。
We know Christ is because of the promise of in history.
但是我们认识耶稣是神的儿子。
But we also know Christ as the Son of God.
我们常常讲到神怎么也会生个儿子。
And sometimes we thought about how comes God had a son.
那一定他有太太呢?
He must have a wife.
不然怎么样会生儿子?
Otherwise, how would he have a son?
这是人的观念去解释神的事。
That's using our human nature to explain things of God. And it would not work.
那我们就反抗神说, 那叫我怎么样可以认识耶稣是基督,是神的儿子?
So we ask God, how do we know that He is the Son of God and He is Christ?
当然圣经里面有很多,我们看到约翰特别讲到,他是神的儿子。
The Bible records many times in the Gospel of John that He is the Son of God.
使徒约翰是说的,
and this is what Apostle John said.
但是有什么证据?
And what is the proof?
证据乃是因着他从死里复活。
And the proof is because he resurrected from death to reveal that he is the Son of God. If you believe that Jesus rose from death, you will understand that this Jesus is the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, may by his word, so that we can clearly know who we believe in.
就不是我怪你们,你们不清楚。
And it's not saying that you are not clear.
我自己从小是生长在一个基督徒家庭里面。
I grew up in a Christian family.
我的父亲以后做了传道人,为了公会的传道人。
My father became a preacher in the United Methodist.
我一直到了高中第二年的时候, 我遇见了,邻里遇见了这位复活的主耶稣。
And only in my high school, second year of my high school, that I have encountered this spirit of God. And all of a sudden, I understand whom I believe in is the Son of God. And whom I believe in is Christ. I think today I'll just pause here. And I think there are many other words I want to speak of. May God bless you.
借着主耶稣的复活,
by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus,
叫我们坚定我们的信心,
to solidify our faith,
叫我们清楚地知道我所信的是谁,
so we clearly know whom we believe in.
他乃是神的独生子,
He is the only Son of God.
他乃是父神的爱子,
He is the beloved Son of God.
他也是长子,
and He is the firstborn.
我所信的是谁?
Whom I believe in.
我所信的乃是耶稣基督。
I believe in Jesus Christ.
他乃是先知。
He is the prophet.
他乃是祭司。
He's also a priest.
他乃是君王。
And he is the king.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主, 我们先是感谢赞美。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们借 是何等的愚昧无知的人。
We are such foolish and ignorant person.
你确实把这样的奇妙的恩典赏给我们。
And you have given us this wonderful grace.
并且把这真正的智慧赏给我们。
And to give us this true wisdom.
我们在基督的身上我们领受了。
That we have received this in the Christ.
我们还要领受。
And we will continue to
receive. 求主的圣灵充满我们。
May your Holy Spirit fill us.
向我们显明你自己。
To reveal to us about yourself.
也能显明你的旨意。
To reveal about your will.
也能够叫我们能够遵行你的旨意而行。
So we can be obedient to your will.
求主祝福你的教会。
May you bless your church.
祝福每一个你的儿女。
Bless every single children.
好让写一个地方成了你的见证。
So that this place will become your testimony.
写一个地方能够成了敬拜你的地方。
A place where we can worship you.
写一个地方乃是成了认识你的居所。
A place that we can come to know you.
写一个地方能够成了一个伯大尼。
And this place will become a place of Bethany.
写一个地方真正能够成了一个金灯台。
And to become a golden lampstand.
照耀在四方黑暗的地方,
that will reveal the light to around here.
我们这样的感恩祷告,
we thank you and praise you.
靠耶稣基督的名求的,
by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.